The son has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The son has got his hat on and he's coming out to play. Hello, audio booers. It's not sunny, but it's not half bright outside. I've opened my curtains for the first time in weeks. I hate it when people have their curtains consistently closed. But sometimes it's a necessity to live in darkness. I actually woke up at 11 o'clock today. I didn't get to sleep till 4. I wasn't very tired, but I thought, you know what? Forget going, waking up at 1 o'clock every single afternoon. I'm gonna set my alarm for 11. Whatever time I go to sleep, I'm gonna wake up. And yeah, I had eggy bread, or do you call it French toast? Because I actually call it French toast, but I've learned that the majority of people in this country refer to it as eggy bread. So, you know, I try and fit in, which isn't very like me, in fairness. I just blew something off my keyboard. Anyway, the reason I'm talking to you is because I wonder if you'd be happy to take part in an insane, fun, quietly mental, very random, and extraordinarily funny and humorous podcast project I have got lined up. Basically, the premise is, now you're going to be scared and you might turn off the boo now. Just hear me out. I have a list of 15 mobile or landline, whatever, preferably mobile, telephone numbers that I will call up from a studio somewhere in the south of England, and I will speak to these people. I do not know them. Hopefully, I won't know them. I won't know their name, what they sound like, what their gender is, anything about them. I will just call them up, and they'll obviously know, you know, that I'm going to call. I'll arrange with an agent, you know, that I'm going to call them up and exactly what's going to happen, when I'm going to call them, etc. Probably a Thursday. That tends to be the nice day. So I'll do that, and I will ask them questions that are quite random, quite funny. It will be if you can take a little bit of. I'm not going to insult you. I'm not going to be horrible to you, but it's going to be sort of a funny thing. So if you can take the light-hearted nature of the show, that would be great. And the questions I might ask you, for example, are eggy bread or French toast? In fact, that is one of the questions I will ask, but I'm not going to say anything else. It could be James Corden, hero or villain? I won't ask that. It could be, what else could it be? I don't know. It could be an array of things. That could be mental random, might not have any significance. It might be very significant. It could be, so what's your opinion on the horse meat scandal? But I don't think so. I like my sort of comedy to be fun and light-hearted and whatnot. If you would potentially be interested in getting involved, remember you don't have to give any details to me now. All I request you do is send an email to RD, that's Romeo Delta, underscore podcast at live. Dot com RD underscore podcast at live.com. I won't check it, my friend will check it, and he will or she will be in touch with you to see if you know if you want to do it. They'll explain about it and we'll arrange a time and a date when I can be when I can contact you. And it's very, very simple. It should be a bit of fun and it should be pretty funny as well. If you would like to get involved, then please do that. Also, I've got a survey out. Now I will put that survey. It's a SurveyMonkey thing. I'll put it in the description of this book. If you could take the time to fill that out, that would be great. And if you've got an email address that gives you away, ideally use a friend's email address at the bottom of the thing. You don't remember. You don't have to enter an email if you don't want to. Even if you don't want to take part, still, if you could enter the survey, that would be great. So yeah. It's just basically, I don't want to know the name of the people. I mean, it might not be able to help, but if you're really, really interested and, you know, you want to put your email, then go ahead. I might know your name, but it doesn't mean anything. Anyway, in fact, I might think it's your friend's email anyway, so you can do a bit of mind games with me. Now I'm going to do what I was about to say 2 seconds ago. Thanks for listening. I know it's been quite tedious and boring, but I'm hoping this will be a very fun and effective thing to come. Also, I've got a charity event I'm going to be participating. I will do about that very, very shortly. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. I've been Robbie Duff, or Roberto Pigeon, as they say. Until later, goodbye.